We're talking now with the president of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association, Paul Front. Paul, first of all, before we talk about this particular meeting, we were kind of talking a little bit about wheat planting. Upon us now, obviously you plant early, you're obviously shooting for some wheat pasture, but boy, we've got a lot of guys that are almost afraid to put it in because of this dry stretch we've had.
Well, and I think that we all have been in the situation the past few years where we got burnt in some instances and don't want to do that again. So I think we are very timid and somewhat questionable in the position that we're in right now. My hope is that we'll receive a little bit of moisture and get things kicked off in the correct way and not have to be playing catch-up like we've done in the past.
We're going to have to dust in.
That's exactly right. The other thing that, you know, if we don't get started here soon, we do relinquish some of that deals that we have with our livestock production, and maybe we don't have the same amount of livestock out there that we once did, and maybe that will play into it. But I still would like to see things happen like they should.
Tell me a little bit about this particular group that the wheat growers are a part of, that a lot of them are obviously Texas-based, but you all decided to throw your lot in with them.
We did. Through some interactive meetings and stuff that we had had with this group previously, we had had a lot of interaction and had found that there was a lot of commonality in our thought process with production and with public policy. And with that, we were somewhat invited to join in with this group, and we have a lot of commonality amongst us. It does bring a good broad sector of agriculture from the southwest part of the United States. Made up of most of the commodity organizations in this area, along with some financial institutions, some equipment dealerships, suppliers of agriculture supplies, and those kinds of issues that are all linked within the ag industry. And so it gives us a very broad array of folks that we somewhat coordinate with and have been somewhat aligned with throughout a lot of these procedures.
You feel like it's given you all some additional access to some folks and everything?
It has. The other thing that we sometimes find ourselves in, especially within the commodity groups, is that you know, our views on things might be a little bit different than our brothers to the north or to the east or wherever it may be. And it appears that, as for the most part, whether it be cotton or peanuts or corn or wheat, we all have a lot of similarity here in the Southwest. We all have a lot of commonality, whether that be water or inputs or even public policy within the state.
I guess timing on this summit, kind of interesting as we're still waiting on trying to put the finishing touches on a five-year farm deal.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to Congressman Lucas's comments in the morning. I think that we have some real challenges ahead of us. At this point, I would have never put money on the fact that we would not have had a farm bill done by now. And whenever we started this process, who knows how long, I sure didn't want to be in this position because I really personally do not like the situation that we're in right now. It's been too long, and we don't have any continuity involved.